fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a restful weekend, opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day together. This week, I want to begin today talking about St. Paul. I missed the opportunity a month ago on the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, which takes place, it's celebrated on January the 25th. St. Paul is, as you know, just one of the great figures in the entire Bible and a key figure in the New Testament in particular in spreading the gospel among the Gentiles. That is the non-Jewish world. And the passage that we're given on the day in the Liturgy of the Hours is Paul's testimony from Acts chapter 26, which is a beautiful, powerful testimony and gives you some insight to the specific call on his life and how the Lord revealed himself to Paul and the message that he gave to Paul. And so Paul's self-understanding of what's the content of his mission, why was he called? Because what Paul received from the Lord, the whole church shares in. And I'll explain that to you as we go along, but I'd like to just read, first remembering who St. Paul was. He was a Pharisee. He had been a zealous, strong leader. He describes himself in earlier in Acts 26. He said he was of the strictest party of his religion, and he lived as a Pharisee. So Paul was radical. He was radically committed to being a Pharisee. He was radically committed to following in the footsteps of the patriarchs and the prophets of Israel and living out that life. And he said at a certain point, he was, as Jewish people began to follow Jesus, Paul felt it his duty to try to stamp it out. He describes it this way in verse 9 and following. He said, "I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth." He saw it as a lie, as a threat, as a kind of a disease that's growing within some of the Jewish people at the time, and he wanted to get rid of it. He wanted to extract it. In verse 11, he goes on to say, "And I punished them often in all the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme. And in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities." In raging fury, he thought they were undermining the Torah, undermining the commandments of God. They were attacking the identity of what it meant to be Jewish, and they were raising up a false Messiah. And so Paul was duty-bound to do whatever it took, literally, to beat them, to imprison them, to stone them, whatever needed to happen to stop this movement from growing, he felt justified in making it happen. So that's the foundation he lays. And who's he speaking to? He's speaking to King Agrippa and his court. So it was the court of the king. Paul had been arrested, and Paul was brought before the king to tell his story, essentially. And so here's what Paul said, verse 12 and following. He says, "Thus I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and the commission of the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from the heavens." So he was commissioned by the chief priests in Jerusalem to travel to Damascus and root out the growing young Christian community that was emerging there, that was present, to arrest them and bring them to trial. Verse 13, he goes on to say, "At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It hurts you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting.'" Now, there's a tremendous revelation for Paul. His entire paradigm of understanding of God, God's plan, God's purpose, the mission of the Messiah, who these people are, it all gets turned on its head. It all changes right here with his encounter with Jesus Christ in glory. Jesus draws back the veil and allows Paul to see his glory and his majesty. Paul falls to the ground. He's surrounded by light. He wants to know, Lord, who are you? Jesus said, I am. The same Jesus who in the Gospels, in chapter 8 of John's Gospel, where he's in conflict with the Pharisees, and they're trying to say that he's not who he claims to be, that actually Jesus has a demon, and there's something wrong with him. And Jesus says to them that he is the I am, the very words of God spoken to Moses, that he is the one. He said, I am Jesus whom you're persecuting. There's a tremendous revelation there about the body of Christ and how intimately connected Jesus is to all those who are baptized into him. And you can see the mystical body of Christ, we call it today. Christ is the head of a body, his people. Everyone who's baptized is baptized into the person of Jesus Christ. And we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the life principle, therefore, that's in Christ, that passed from death to life, that same life principle is now in all the baptized. They're part of the body of Jesus Christ. That's how close Christ is to us. And so he's saying to Paul, you're persecuting me when you persecute my people. Scripture says very clearly, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's that Holy Spirit that makes us children of God. It makes us a new creation. It unites us together in one fundamental life principle, you could say, that's working in each and every one of us. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, he told his disciples. And here Paul is discovering exactly what that means from Jesus' point of view. So now Jesus basically declares who he is and that Paul is in opposition to Christ. Even though Paul felt like he was fulfilling, zealously fulfilling his commission as a Pharisee to stamp out this new movement that's emerging. Verse 14, Paul goes on. Jesus, he's now quoting Jesus' words to him. He said, but rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and to bear witness to the things in which you have seen me and those in which I will appear to you. So Jesus is commissioning Paul. Paul is in this humble position. He's on the ground, and Jesus speaks to him. He says, stand up. He's speaking to him directly as a man. Rise up and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose. So Paul's standing. Jesus is speaking to him. He's giving him his commission now. What has he called him to do? He said, I've appointed you to serve and to bear witness. This is the call to every disciple, by the way. One of the reasons I'm reading it this morning is to remind each and every one of us who are baptized into Christ, we don't have the exact same mission that Paul's been given as an apostle, but we actually share in the mission that he's been given insofar as we've been baptized into Christ, because everyone who is in Christ is not only a new creation, but we've all been commissioned by virtue of the command of Jesus to go make disciples of all nations, but also by virtue of the presence of the Holy Spirit within our lives. The Spirit is the one sent by the Father and the Son, and the Spirit is the first agent of the church's mission. And so within every human heart that's baptized into Christ is this dynamic power of the Holy Spirit who's urging us to take our place in fulfilling the great commandment. So imagine yourself being, a little Lectio Divina here, we call it, right? Imagine you being the one who the light of Christ has been revealed to in the way Paul is describing. Christ wants to say to each and every one of us, I have a purpose for you, and I'm appointing you for something. I'm appointing you to serve me and to bear witness to what has been revealed to you. That we share with St. Paul, because every single one of us is called to serve the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to serve the Lord means to serve the Lord's purpose, the Lord's message, to literally be his servant. It's the most dignifying role we can have in this world, is to be a son or daughter of God who gladly is at the service of the Master, of the Lord, in his plan for salvation, and engaging personally and being called personally into his mission. I appoint you to serve and to bear witness. The service has to do with bearing witness to who Jesus is, to what he's come to do, to what the Father's plan is, and to continue to move forward the mission that Jesus began here on earth. So that is a very distinct part of what it means to be a disciple. It says, to bear witness to the things which you have seen in me. Again, everyone who is a disciple, everyone who's baptized into Christ, has encountered him, has encountered a person. And faith reveals to us who Christ is. And we encounter him in the sacraments. We encounter him in others. We encounter him through signs and wonders. And we'll see Paul's description of that later. Maybe if I can't get to it today, I'll get to it tomorrow. But Jesus Christ is alive. In the words of St. John Paul II, he said, the Christian lives with the conviction that Jesus Christ is risen, that he's alive, that he's acting in the present, and he's changing lives. That's a fundamental conviction at the core of the life of a disciple. We know he's risen and that he's alive. We're not just bearing a set of principles or theological ideas or commandments. We are confessing that we're in touch with, we're bearing witness to the fact that we know Christ, that he's risen, that he's alive, and that he's acting in our lives, and we can bear witness to that. So Jesus is calling Paul to bear witness to what he's now seeing. And he goes on. He said, bear witness to the things which you have seen in me and those which I will appear to you, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I send you. So Jesus is delivering Paul and setting him aside for this purpose. And here he describes it in more detail, what he's called to do. Jesus said to him, I'm calling you to open their eyes, that is the Gentiles and people who don't know the Lord, as well as the Jews who have not yet recognized in Jesus the Messiah of Israel. I call you to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. That's verse 18 and following, and it's actually all of that was verse 18. Here's the heart of the commission, both to Paul and to the whole church. It's what evangelization is all about. The church exists to evangelize. We've talked about many times on this program, in the words of Pope Paul VI, the church exists to evangelize. What is evangelization? Here's a description of it. To open eyes. To help people turn from darkness to light. What's the darkness? It's the darkness of sin. It's the darkness of death. The power of sin and death. It's ignorance of who God is and God's plan and purpose, and therefore ignorance about who we are. We're literally in darkness because we don't know where we've come from, why we're here, or where we're going. We don't understand it. Some of our behavior, even though we feel it in our conscience, is directly opposed to God. But we think it's freedom in life. So Jesus makes it clear, Paul, I'm calling you to help them open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. This is the biblical worldview. It's what burned in the life, the mind, the imagination, the heart of the apostles. They understood the battle was not against flesh and blood, but it was against principalities and powers and rulers of this dark age. I'm going to continue to pick this up tomorrow, friends, but like St. Paul, let's respond to whatever grace the Lord has given to us and take our place as his servants in his mission. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.